Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Time to be sensitive and sensible. This is the DJV program as we say goodbye to the old year and start the coming year, a rebirth, if you will, allowing all of us to focus on what we want to accomplish. What do you want to do this year? Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, Jennifer's off until Thursday. So what do you, have you thought about it under the circumstances, Victoria? What do you want to accomplish as you move into the new year? The opportunity certainly is there to begin again. I said, though, earlier I was talking about, you know, you have things that we can change every day, every hour, every minute. But then but we sort of think, hopefully at least, I forget about the past. I'm disassociating myself from old stuff and aligning myself with fresh, new possibilities. And I hope everybody else is doing that, because there's a lot of good energy around at the moment, even though it doesn't, some for some think, you know, they don't think that it's the energy is great. So we're going to get stuck in some of the old patterns for sure. But can your New Year's resolutions actually be put into practice, if you even practice having New Year's resolutions? But what do you think about the opportunities that await you in 2020? Have you thought about that?
No, honestly, I haven't. I really haven't. Yeah. I've just been, yeah, it's, and it's just what's going on with me in my personal life, so I haven't focused forward at all, to be honest.
But, well, one of the things that hopefully will be good and help you transform, because we all know it hurts.
I'm not ready, honestly, to be perfectly honest. I'm not ready to even think about moving forward, so, because I don't want to, because I don't even, you know, that's not to sound like too much of a downer, but like I'm not even, normally I love New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and everything, but, and going into a new year, but this year I'm not, because everything that I loved is in 2019, you know, with the loss of my almost 17 year old companion. So
yeah,
I don't really want to think about 2020 because he won't be in it. So it's hard.
That's a legitimate thought, and what is the old expression, time heals all wounds? It doesn't seem like
it
that
doesn't.
Again, it just doesn't. But those, and sometimes those are meaningless words, and I don't want to exercise in meaningless words or phrases. But I think one of the things that is good for you is that you have good support, and that will help you, I think, through it ultimately. That's a good thing. Kara, what about you? You're not a celebrant any more than I am. Just another day and another way of, I'll go play with Miles.
I don't know if that's true, I think I celebrate some of the holidays more than you do, like Christmas Eve and Christmas and all of those. I'm excited.
Well, I was more referring just to New Year's, not necessarily.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go out and, I'm seeing friends and family and some stuff like that. But I guess looking forward to the new year, last year or 2019, I really focused on mental health. It was something that I had avoided doing for a long time, and just kind of at the beginning of the year, I was not feeling that great and decided I'm done with feeling like this, and I want to actually do something and put something into action to feel better all the time and have it be something I don't have to worry about as much. And so I think 2020 is going to be more physical. So I work out all the time, but when it comes to food, I've always been like a stress eater. So whenever I feel stressed eat, I'm like, must eat a donut or something like that. I'm you know, which feels great in the moment. And then like a half an hour later, I'm annoyed at myself because I'm like, well, why did I just work out? And then I went and ate a donut because I was stressed out.
Rewards.
So. Yeah, so that's going to be my focus, is finding a healthier way of dealing with stress. Yeah. So cross your fingers and hope good things for me in 2020.
Yeah, of course.
See if I can figure that out.
I would certainly do that. But this is the traditionally popular time to start difficult tasks. You quit smoking, you lose weight,
maybe you've got ambition that you want to see through this year, that sort of thing. I think this is an awkward time, but yet an opportune time to do, as you are suggesting, the emotional support, maybe spiritual support that you need. And I would hope and pray for intellectual growth this year for people to dispose of regrets and disappointment and that sort of thing, create something that allows you to look at things a different way. It's really the old ways most of the time don't work, although people find comfort in them because it's what they know. It's what we all know. But yet the new year is just a sort of a line in the sand. This is the Western, the Chinese don't celebrate their new year this week. There are a lot of societies that for religious reasons or in this circumstance, certainly the traditions of China going back. It's funny because the Chinese government embraces the difference between China and the rest of the world when it comes to everything except religion. They don't, because the religion, it gives you something else to believe in beside the state. And so just new experiences, the new decade, all of these things are artificial, but yet they're kind of easier to immerse yourself in, at least in my experience. I'm now getting involved, as I often do when I'm out in California, in a very vigorous exercise program. I didn't do it last year because I wasn't here much during the winter. But I like, one of the things that I find myself surrounded with is the opportunity to riding a bike. I'm going to a special gym that I found that will be useful in trying to do what I want to do with my body and thus with my mind. And being on the air like this every day for hours and hours is really a great way for me to challenge my mind as well, and to spend time with friends and people. And that's what I think that's one of the most important aspects of one's life. I don't want to get too heavily philosophical here, but the beginning of the year gives you a chance to be more philosophical. We have our tradition, made reference to the Chinese and their traditions. The Celts have their tradition. The Babylonians have their tradition. There are all kinds of different ways of moving from the old year into the new year. One of the reasons that these parties have so much meaning, whether you know it or not, is that in the old days, if you go back historically and look at some of the ancient traditions, the change represented a move from chaos to order. By the time the year ended, there was chaos, it would seem. And so this was an opportunity for people to move orderly, in an orderly fashion, into their dream space or their desire space or their goal space, whatever it may be. But I think I'm pretty optimistic about what this new year holds in store for at least me and the people that are close to me. And I think that's the way you start. I don't think you go into the year thinking, I got to be another terrible year. No. Even though I am, in Victoria's mind, Captain Curmudgeon. That identity is set aside exclusively for particular things that occur. Okay? Maybe we can agree on that, Victoria. Mm-hmm. The doctor came up. Let's see. What's one of the things about this program? We're talking about the passing of Don Imus. One of the great things that Imus did on his program, the bits he used to have when he got older and he got cranky and kind of angry and nasty with people. But during his heyday, he was funny. The stuff that he did, Billy Saul Hargis and some of the other bits that he did, probably neither of you remember that stuff. But he came from a time when you could be funny on the air and have just a little bit of an edge to you. And that stuff is lost. Or at least it's been put in a closet. I was listening yesterday.
But he also said a lot of really horrible things.
Oh, he did.
Homophobic, like horrible things. I don't really enjoy. I don't like him, and I didn't like him. I knew people who worked with him said he was awful. He was every bit as terrible.
I told you the story about with the people at that the guy that was the jock that was on before him,
yeah,
the way he treated him. No,
I don't really get why everyone's, you know, not everyone. Some people are, you know, no, trying to stick to the hard line of, oh, Imus was a genius. And yeah, so was Roger Ailes, but he was also a pig.
The what I'm trying to bring forth here isn't necessarily that memory, but I'm thinking about the memories of people, and I used him as an example, but there are plenty of others who were very clever, very creative, and very good on the radio. And what they brought to the surface was something that was different. And all of us, in order to survive in this environment, have to be different to a certain extent. My difference has been that I had a sort of a placid view of the world, and I didn't go to extremes one way or another. And it was hard, and it's even harder now to find somebody who has that point of view. So it has value. It serves a purpose. But in the world that we're in today, there aren't a lot of people that are having fun doing anything. So I like to, I relish in the times when we have just plain fun, and it sounds like we have a circumstance. I'm not a comedian. I don't play one on the radio. I'm actually a thinker. And I think that there's need for more thinkers. And that's why I've surrounded myself with you, because you're thinkers. And I want people to listen to this program and think, yep, okay, I get that. So. And we have lots of other ancillary things in terms of radio and podcasts. The Good Day Health podcast, for example, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. The most recent one, How to Avoid Bacteria, the most recent podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. The Mayo Clinic Diet is a lifestyle change program that helps people lose weight. The program asks participants to break 5 habits and add 5 habits, like eating breakfast.
That's been associated with better weight management.
Another tip from Dr. Donald Hensrud is to eat more fruits and vegetables.
Studies have shown that the more fruits and vegetables that people ate, the less that they weigh, because they're not eating something else that's higher in calories. The most difficult one for people was no eating while watching TV.
And you can only spend as much time watching TV as you spend exercising.
The way the Mayo Clinic diet works with regard to weight management is by emphasizing low energy dense or low calorie dense foods, such as vegetables and fruits. You can get in a volume to make you satisfied, but not a lot of calories. And if you think about it, it isn't calories that fill us up. It's the volume or weight of food.
Filling you up while also slimming you down. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Mm-hmm. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pretty silly stuff. The British comedy songwriter Neil Innes, who worked with Monty Python, played in the Beatles parody group The Ruffles, has passed away at the age of 75. His family confirmed his death in a statement saying, quote, "We've lost a beautiful, kind, gentle soul whose music and songs touched the heart of everyone and whose intellect and search for truth inspired us all. He died of natural causes without warning. His wife and their sons and three grandchildren have given thanks for his life, his music, and for the joy he gives us." Listen to this.
Brave Sir Robin, this is so good.
Afraid to be killed in nasty ways. He was not in the least bit scared to be mashed into a pulp, or to have his eyes gouged out and his elbows broken, to have his kneecap split and his body burned away.
Mr. Innes was known as the Seventh Python for the work he did with the comedy troupe all through the 70s. He contributed to several of their albums, was one of the two non-members, along with a guy named Douglas Adams, to write for their sketch show, Monty Python's Flying Circus. He also appeared in and wrote music for several Monty Python movies, including Knights of the Round Table, such as what you're hearing, Brave Sir Robin, for the Monty Python Holy Grail movie in 1975. He worked with Monty Python through the 70s. Eric Idle tapped him to work on his post-Flying Circus sketch show, Rutland Weekend Television, which is where they came up with a Beatles parody group called the Ruttles. Listen to this. SNL in the 70s produced a mockumentary called All You Need Is Cash. All right, 26 after here on the DJV program with Victoria Cara, Doug, and you, and a new release, a remastered version of one of the great pop songs of this era. I think this is a fabulous song.
Victoria said surprised because I was singing the lyrics.
I was impressed that you knew this song, yeah.
It was a fabulous pop song. I've always been a
I know you don't like much from the 80s, so... But this is a great song. And it's
a theme
also,
song from the 80s, actually.
It's also probably in the top five most recognizable keyboard riffs of all time.
Yeah,
you know, as
right.
soon as that keyboard kicks in, you know in one note that it's this song.
It's this song, right, exactly. A-ha has released two versions of Take On Me, two videos for the song. The first one is from 1984. Second appeared on the band's 1985 debut album, Hunting High and Low. The video for the second version of the song used rotoscoping, which is a mix of sort of live action and pencil animation to tell the story, this love story. As a press release for this new 4K version of Take On Me notes, most music videos from this time were edited in tape format. This clip was restored from the original 35mm film reels. A-ha also sharing a short side-by-side video to show how the 4K restoration has made the clip more vibrant and crisp. Take On Me topped the Billboard Hot 100 and the video became a mainstay on MTV 35 years ago. And now the video's revolutionary look continues to compel viewers. It's just a good, it's a great song. It's been seen by a billion people worldwide. So, A-ha, with a new version, a new take, if you will, of Take On Me at 28 after the hour.
Daisy from the Chicks on the Right, we are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Hey, check out this report of our Office 365 email and the threats sitting in users' inboxes.
Wow, how did you get this?
There's a free tool called Barracuda Email Threat Scanner that can quickly and safely scan our Office 365 email for hidden threats like spear phishing and domain fraud.
Really?
Yeah, Barracuda Email Threat Scanner identifies hidden threats and employees most at risk for a cyber attack, all summarized in a complete report.
This is great.
Get your free email threat scan now at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely. And use caution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he will hold Iran accountable for protests at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. As to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's claim that Iran is to blame, Tehran is denying the charges. Kim Jong-un announced that North Korea will soon introduce a new strategic weapon. Joe Cerencioni is with the Plowshares Fund. He says this marks a setback in relations with Pyongyang.
He promises a new strategic weapon in the near future. This is likely going to be a nuclear-capable ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile. We're basically back in 2017.
Secretary Pompeo reacted to the announcement.
President Trump has taken an approach where we've tried to develop a diplomatic pathway.
We hope that the North Koreans will reconsider, that they'll continue down that pathway. It's important. It's the right solution. We want peace, not confrontation.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The DJV program, continuing with our tradition of intelligent conversation, most of the time. Once in a while, we get off onto a toot. D for D, D for D, D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen is here, Jennifer off again, but back on the morrow, if you will, or as you will. This past decade, we're talking a lot about it, and kind of get wrapped up in the crazy news media cycle of looking back at the year and looking back at the decade, and I'm thinking to myself, what for? There's a lot of stuff that, I mean, if you want to find fault with what we haven't done, you know, whether it's you look at the whole discussion of climate change and how maybe we lost opportunity, we squandered a chance to fix the problem, nah, there's always a problem, there's always an opportunity, there's always a way to fix stuff. And I think I move into the new era thinking that we have a chance. We always have a chance. There's always another chance, frankly, I think, for most things to be acted upon, whether it's your own personal life or whether it's the life of all of us in a collective sense. I thought it was interesting that Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, called President Trump to thank him for information that came from our intelligence forces that helped thwart a terrorist act in Russia. The news media over there said information from our country helped stop a couple of Russian citizens who were planning to carry out an attack in St. Petersburg over this New Year's period. They have been detained. Statement from the Kremlin said the two presidents discussed a range of issues other than Putin calling to thank the U.S. I'm sure that was an opportunity for them to talk about continuing bilateral cooperation on terrorism. U.S. and Russia have a history of working together on things like that. I think if you go back to the last decade, if you earlier in the last decade, Russians gave the FBI information about one of the men who was accused of the marathon bombings, the Boston Marathon. Remember that? Back in 2011 or so, something like that. So even though we have, we look askance at bad Vlad, there's at least some, it doesn't serve anybody to have this kind of terrorist activity. So one would hope that he would do the same in kind. And apparently we're acknowledging that to a point with the Boston Marathon bombing, because those guys were Russians. But are the Russians going to still hack into our election? Of course they are. So I don't know. Some of this stuff seems kind of silly, actually. The Russians also have confirmed that they're filing an appeal against a four-year ban from all sporting events, all international sporting events. The World Anti-Doping Agency handed down the punishment. Remember, I think it was about a month ago when this all was announced. The ban prohibits the country from competing in the Olympic Games in Tokyo this next year. Russia also isn't allowed to host any international events or fly its flag at any of these events. The ban does allow the Russians, however, to compete under a neutral flag as long as they can prove they're clean. So I'm trying to think, what is that?
They did this in the last Olympics, too. They had this sort of, they had like a new flag that they, I forget what they called it, but it allowed people from all different areas in Russia who were basically competing as independent athletes.
You mean, from all of the former Soviet Union states, the Eastern Bloc, is that what you're saying? Like Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, those,
but it wasn't
Belarus.
Right, but it wasn't called anything. It had some name that they made up so that they could all independently compete under that new flag that they created because Russia was banned. And they're, you know, I don't know how they keep denying that when their athletes test positive for this stuff. I don't know. When it goes to the international court, we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
but
it was the OAR, the Olympic OAR, athletes from Russia who weren't doping.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there were a few of them.
Of course there were. Men and women, as far as that's concerned. You know what I found interesting? I mean, however people are paying close attention to what's going on, the political world continues to swirl, and speculation, who's going to run, who's going to get the nomination, who will win, et cetera, et cetera. Joe Biden said something that I thought was fascinating the other day, and it hasn't gotten much attention. That is, for whatever the reason, somebody asked him, a reporter asked him, if he would be open to a Republican running on the same ticket with him. You'll remember that Joe Lieberman wasn't really a Democrat when he ran with Al Gore. He was an independent. And so that sort of opened the door a crack. And now somebody asked Biden, and he explained why he'd be open to having a Republican serve as his vice president. Sort of a page out of the old show, Madam Secretary. She ran and became president in her character on television with a Republican running mate. So Biden says, quote, you know, there's really some decent Republicans out there. It's nice of him to acknowledge. Here's the problem right now of the well-known ones. They got to step up, you know what I mean? And I think that what he means is that it is time for the Republicans to stop coddling Trump. And I think you've seen some cracks in that, frankly, lately. One wonders what, you know, these people all have to be very cognizant of what's going on in their own district. And in some districts, Trump is very strong still. And in other districts, like some of the farming districts around the country, you'll see that there's a waffling going on because agricultural interests are not at all impressed. I've said this 100 times, but I've said it once. He's got a big problem with the agricultural sector because what he has said in reality, I don't even know that he knew that he was being, I think he's been screwed over by Sonny Perdue And other people, because he's not paying attention, agriculture is not his thing. So he's not paying attention to how they're running the ag department or what they're doing with all that money that has been set aside to supposedly help the farmers, which isn't helping the farmers really at all, helping big ag and helping people that own a lot of these consortiums, some of the hedge funds, some of the outfits that hold huge interests in collateral goods like corn and big commodity outfits. So those are the people getting the money. Anyway, it'll be interesting. Who would be a good Republican to run with Joe Biden? Do you think about that for a second? Who's around that would make a good, respectable companion? I mean, I think there may be something to this, too, by the way. If there were to be a Republican running, I think it would shake things up a little bit. And it would force the Republicans and the Democrats in a way to kind of figure out how to work together. If you put a Republican and a Democrat together on the same ticket, that would be very interesting.
What Biden was kind of known for, his friendship with John McCain, getting along with other people and with different views. So it's not surprising that he said that. I can't really see the rest of the Democratic Party being down with that idea.
I can see him getting more Republican votes that way, but I think going even more towards the Republican Party, I really don't think that would help him out with the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. I want something more centrist, but I still want it to be Democratic. I don't necessarily want to vote for... I guess it depends who he would pick. I don't necessarily want to vote for a Republican.
Well, that's what
candidate.
I was asking, who it would be.
It would have to be someone young. Yeah. And, I don't know, maybe Nikki Haley, but that's...
She was just in my mind, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I don't know who else would fit?
You know who else would fit? A guy who has aspirations. The governor of Massachusetts, yet another Republican cut out of the same cloth as Bill Weld and Mitt Romney, a guy named Charlie Baker. He's a very moderate Republican, very well thought of in Massachusetts, which is a Democratic stronghold. He had 70% of the vote in the last election. Guys like that would make would make people sit up and take note. But I think Nikki Haley would, too. I think the more I know about her, kind of the more I like about her. In many ways.
Yeah, she's definitely gotten some flack lately for things she said about the Confederate flag. And so I think that really wouldn't go over well with Democrats. But I think of her in terms of because she's younger and she's a woman, which would have more appeal. But I don't think that Biden could run with an older male Republican. I do not. Mm-hmm. I don't think that would work.
Biden's biggest problem right now is really it's Kara and me. It's younger females in the Democratic Party who are just kind of...
So what would you do if he chose Mayor Pete as his vice presidential running mate?
But I would love that.
All right, some tips. If you're looking for a new job, as again, we're turning the page, we're turning the day, we're turning the year, we're turning the decade. For those of you who don't like what you do for a living, it's time for you to change. That would be my New Year's resolution. If I had a job I didn't like, I'd be looking for a new one. That's a great time to be doing that. Maybe I'll give you a couple of ideas to think about in a few moments here on the DJV program at 44 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Got a small or medium-sized business? Maybe you're a blogger or content creator. If you're looking to grow a broader customer base, one of the best ways to reach more people and promote your brand is online through GoDaddy. And it's never been easier to create a
great website and then promote it. We asked GoDaddy's Ann Aragon how it works.
Never been more important to create a website for your business. So you mentioned earlier, GoDaddy is the place to come to get a domain. So name your idea, get it online, and then use our marketing tools to develop your online presence and a broader audience. So we've got about 19 million customers around the world.
Wow.
And we've got great support. So you can come get the tools and the insights and the people to help transform your ideas into success.
Find out more about GoDaddy and building your website at GoDaddy.com. And to have your product featured here, tweet me at Tech It Out Radio.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
I figured this is Wake You Up, Victoria. Yes, time to get a job. You realize that fully 30% of people who are working in our country today say they do not like their job and they would like to find a new job. And by the way, these people are all employed. They're all in work right now. And many other people that you know, just talk to people on the street who say, I don't like my boss, I don't like my job, yada, yada, yada. So anyway, this, as we get into the new year, is probably, there are two times, and I noticed this in the radio world, and this is what made me think about it, actually. More people lose their jobs in radio and are replaced by new hosts and in January and in September. Good times of the year to start a job hunt. So if you look around, I remember, we did spots for ZipRecruiter, didn't we, Kara?
Mm-hmm.
For
yeah,
a year
I remember
or so.
That. Yep.
Yeah. And that seemed to work. Those sorts of things seemed to work. But you got to figure out what you have in terms of, so you got to do it one page. You got to tell your story in a resume. You can't make it long, bullet points, all that sort of stuff. And if you don't know how to do that, find somebody in your family or friend circle that knows how to do it. And oftentimes, the people that you know also can help you get a job. Networking is a very important thing when it comes to finding the possibility of jobs, the kinds of things that you want. And then look around. If you know what your career goal is, then find companies that are in that workspace and apply for jobs there. Take your time and make sure you don't make another mistake, frankly. I think that's the bottom line. Good luck. 10 before the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. A couple little facts here, I'm packing a Colt King Cobra, that's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat that 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet. And I can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
And look, this is a non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes, but for those of you that need a cigarette, really this evening, we have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Well, is here with us. Feels like it's been a long time since I introduced you. I don't know why that... I think last time you were supposed to be here with me, I was sick, and I don't get sick. That brings me around to things that people get. There's a lot of big discussion about bacteria, Jack, and the new kinds of bacteria. I know that I got some bad food, and bad food, the description or definition of bad food is that it has some kind of bacteria. Viral, there are not viral problems with food, it's bacterial problems, right? We talk about salmonella and E. coli and listeria and that sort of thing. Those are all bacterial problems, right?
Yeah, bacteria is everywhere. You can't get away from it.
No.
Nature has given us great defensive mechanisms against this, as long as those mechanisms are in operation.
Well, and wouldn't you have thought mine, because I'm a healthy guy,
yes,
why wouldn't mine have been in operation to ward off?
Well,
this,
one of
it
the
must
things...
have been so bad, the food was so bad, it's so loaded with bacteria that I couldn't...
Well, that's true, and you've got to be awfully careful, especially when you travel. But a very powerful acid stomach is one of the best defensives that nature has given us against those kinds of problems, because almost everything is destroyed by the acid in the stomach. Now, people who are taking antacids are a sitting duck for these kinds of problems that you're
talking
about.
Well, let's describe what an antacid is. What are the popular brands of antacids that some people take because it's easy? Is Pepto-Bismol that kind of a thing? Is that what we're talking
about? Well, even that would be considered an antacid. That's true. But about proton pump inhibitors, PPIs, like, you know, Nexium and Prevacid.
Oh,
and,
right.
The serious and some of this stuff, I think it's, isn't it Prevacid now that has run out of its patents, so it's sold over the counter? What was once only by prescription, now you can go in the store. And rather than addressing why you are having serious acid reflux or even GERD that it can progress to, you just go ahead and take a Band-Aid for it, which lowers the acid, the power of the acid in the stomach, which lets a lot of things through that should not be getting through into the gut.
Let's back it up to what happens if a mother has an antacid as she's pregnant, or what happens to babies who may have, in their first year of life, have an upset stomach.
Well, that's the latest fad. That's one of the latest fads for a baby spitting up and colicky, is to give the baby an antacid. Now, there's an incredible study out of the Uniformed Services University of Health Studies that's published in Pediatrics. Uniformed Services University is the university that's there in Bethesda, right next to Walter Reed. And it's where people in uniform can now go to med school. They not only have JAG and, you know, going into law, lawyers in the services, they have medical doctors in the services. And one of the ways in which they teach these people is at the Uniformed Services University there in Bethesda. They just finished the study showing, you know, and they watched and they looked at a lot of different sources of information, that babies that are given these kinds of antacids in their first year of life, because they've got colic, which is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life, have a greater likelihood of fracturing bones later in childhood.
Yeah.
Simply because if your stomach is not acid enough, you cannot absorb calcium. Pure and simple.
And without calcium, you can't have strong bones.
And you can't have strong bones, exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's one of the craziest things about putting calcium in Tums. That's one of the dumbest things in the marketing world out there. Tums decreases the acidity. You decrease the acidity, you can't absorb calcium.
Wow. Well, something for mothers, young mothers, to know and understand.
Yes.
You don't want your children to grow up with weak bones. Nothing worse than having weak bones.
Goodness.
No. All right, another thing, as we approach the new year, you and I talk a lot about Calitrin, which is the only really healthy choice for weight loss other than how you diet. You know, you can do this on your own, but most people don't have the power to do it. So Calitrin is a gentle way for you to lose weight and to keep it off. That's because of its content. You talk about joint support. There is included in Calitrin, part of the combination here, is something that's really good for your bones. And there are a lot of things in this aloe vera that's good for you, but the main ingredient is collagen protein, and that's what helps push the fat out and create that area of muscular control that you want to have. It's all natural. Let's make sure that you have the opportunity to lose the weight the healthy way. The information is there at Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV. They get yourself on the program. 3 months you pay for, get 3 months free, so you get 6 months. Lose the weight, keep it off, use the code DJB.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.